Can you hear me?
Yep.
I think I need another earphone because I'm hearing this tapping noise in my ear. Are you hearing it?
No.
Okay. We're not recording all. Oh,
we definitely are.
Hey girl, hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm recovering.
So how was your weekend?
Girl, we went out, a mutual friend of ours had a birthday, mm-hmm. and we went out on the town to a bar crawl. And yeah, you know what bar crawls, how they have the drink specials, you're getting like $2 beers, $4 shots, $3. Yes, $3 mm-hmm. like cocktails, but it's real. So like literally 90% of the drinks I had, except like maybe one or two, were like real. So
bottom shelf real, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I think that's why I've been like, actually yesterday I did drink, mm-hmm. but you know, for a couple of weeks I was just like no to liquor because I think I had some bottom shelf, basement shelf as real.
It's disrespectful to your body. It really is. Especially when you're used to, not that we drink high class liquor, but you know, a little bit higher standard of liquor than we
drink
usually.
Henny, goddammit.
And Remy, sometimes when we got money, we splurge. Oh, I do. It's my fave.
I told you Remy makes me cry.
It releases the emotional floodgates.
For sure.
But yeah, like, I'm just recovering from that because it was just the most, like, and then, you know, being outside and it was kind of rainy. It wasn't cold. Like, towards the end, it was a little breezy. So I apologize to any of our listeners if I'm sounding like I have the man voice because this is my, I've drank too much last night and I'm mm-hmm. drinking water in the morning voice. So my apologies if I'm sounding like this. But how was your weekend, babe?
It was real chill. We didn't do too much this weekend. I went out to eat Friday night, mm-hmm. and then on Saturday, I went over my friend's house, and we played Cards Against Humanity and drank and talked.
I love that game.
Yeah, and that was it. Like, real low-key.
But still fun.
Yeah, it was. It was. It's just not as fun as a bar crawl with the twins.
Lord. <Whew. laughs> They are a handful, boy. Like, the most outgoing people I ever met. Like, I don't think I know anybody else that you put both of them together. It's like Transformers. Like, one is already powerful, and then you put both of them together. It's like a mighty powerful machine here. But yeah, it was fun, and they was out of control, which is acceptable, I guess, when it's your birthday, you can turn up. But Lord, they was a handful. But we had a good time. So what? This week, what are we on? Episode 6.
Yes.
We are on episode 6. We are just trucking along. Mm-hmm. And this week, we are going to talk about body perception. So, being women, I know that we, you know, our thoughts and our views of our body changes over the years. And I just thought it would be a good topic to discuss, especially with everything going on, a lot of the shows and stuff going on in the, social media. It'd be a good thing to discuss.
Yeah, I was going to mention how I think it was in the fourth episode when I was talking about that bitch I don't like.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, back then I was super skinny and she was not, but now karma.
Right.
That karma, honey, when I tell you it came and smacked me just in the belly, because that's where all the fat is. That was like, oh, you want to call bitches fat, huh?
Watch out. I just think it sucks because, like, I'm not going to say majority of my life, but all growing up, I was super skinny. High school, college, like, literally, I wanted to gain weight. Like, so bad that I would actually drink Ensure. Like, I literally was trying to gain weight. But because of the age and metabolism, I was into sports and stuff like that. I couldn't gain weight to save my life. Then, out of college, I go to a desk-type job. And baby, that's when it started. Then you add on children. Then you add on laziness on top of that. And here I am, wishing that I could be wanting to gain weight. I'm trying to lose weight. And yeah, it's not fun at all. It's like, we as women are never satisfied. Because like I said, when I was skinny, I wasn't happy with my body. And now that I'm not skinny, I'm not happy with my body. So yeah, I just think it's something that we as women go through a lot with how we look at our body and what we expect to see when we look in a mirror.
I was going to say something to the point when you were like, we're never satisfied. Mm-hmm. Because the other day I was looking at these old pictures of myself and I'm like, bitch, you thought you were fat then? Mm-hmm. I would kill somebody to be that size. Like when I think about the year we went to Mexico, mm-hmm. I thought I was so fat. And I
Me too.
A smooth 40 pounds heavier than I was then.
Look, I was insecure when we went to Mexico, like yeah. trying to take the pictures in the pool. Like, nah, I'm just going to give you sexy half in the pool picture. And I was way smaller than what I am now. And look, give me Mexico body and we can go from there. Because
you know, I'm blaming JT for this though, because that year that we went to Mexico is the same year that we started dating. And
you're trying to say he's fattened you up?
No lie. We went to Mexico that May. By that December, I had gained 20 pounds.
Jesus, that's that good loving weight though. You're happy?
No. And then when we moved to California, I gained in between December and June, because mm-hmm. June was my old friend, since we ain't spoken forever, but my old friend's wedding, I had gained an additional 20 pounds.
Jesus, yeah.
So life be in like a year, 40 pounds for real.
We blaming him. I don't know who I blame.
This nigga puts 45 pounds of butter in everything. Yes, I'm blaming him. That's why I'm doing most of the cooking these days, because he ain't about to have me out here looking like Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. We're not doing this.
Oh my God. I guess I blame, I want to say I blame the kids, but honestly, I blame myself. Like, it's hard to get in a routine of working out and consistently eating better, because I'll go through my times where I'm just like, all right, I'm going to eat healthier. Maybe I'll count some calories, or I'll do my intermittent fasting. Like, you know, I'll do some detoxes or whatever, but like, I'm never consistent with it. Like, I'll do it for like a month, or yeah. I'm doing the eating, but not the working out, or vice yes. versa. Like, it's not a time. It may be like one or two times in this time where I'm not happy with my weight, where I was doing both consistently at the same time. And I can only blame myself. Like, I want to blame everything. I want to blame the kids. I want to blame I don't have enough time. But it's me. I just need to, I haven't focused and buckled down type thing. Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way. I'm either working out really, I'm going hard in the gym, mm-hmm. but I'm not eating well, or I'm eating well, but I'm not working out.
Right.
Most of the time, if I'm eating well, though, I can still manage to lose. But when I'm in the gym and I'm not eating well, I'm just being in the gym wasting time, because no shit happens.
Right. You're like, going to lose all that weight and then get it right, or burn all them calories, I should say, and then get it right back when you eat.
I had a personal trainer one year, and I remember this a heart rate monitor, and mm-hmm. I saw I had burned like 1,000 calories, and my fat ass was like, oh well, the Chipotle bowl I want is only 800 calories, so I'm about to go to Chipotle. He was like, ma'am, that is really not the point of this. And I was like, but I have 200 calories to spare, so I'm good.
You doing the math. Like, I did this workout, so it's like, I can afford these amount of calories, because yeah.
No lie, that Chipotle bowl was really good. Like, I can remember, I don't know, it was like something extra in the bowl, but that shit was lit. So
like, I worked kind of way. It felt good because you worked hard for it.
I did. I deserve
that training. Mama kicked your, I deserve. So we're going to talk about different issues that women have with their body perception, and that's basically the image that a person sees, or the attractiveness in their own body. So I feel like personally, the view of how you see yourself, it can be influenced by different things. So like, depending on your race, you might think that the ideal body is a certain kind of way, and I think we kind of in our own head have what the ideal body or perception of what the perfect body would be. And we kind of want our body to be that. But like I said, that can be influenced by different things. It can be like culture, it can be race, different things, because like, whereas for one race, like, you know, the ideal body is maybe skinnier, tall, long legs. For another culture, it might be a fat ass, but a small waist and the big boobs. Like, it just depends on what that ideal body perception is. And a lot of times, you know, seeing the portrayal of women in the media, online with the Instagram models and stuff, like, which is unreal, which because everybody's photoshopping everything these days. Right. But it's like, it's kind of come to a point where I guess the, if you want to say organic or the natural body isn't really considered attractive, if that makes sense. So like a body with flaws, like some cellulite or whatever, and I'm not necessarily saying overweight, but like just a natural body, we like, nah, it ain't good enough. We want this airbrushed body over here that you done auto-tuned your face.
Oh, another thing, I think, you know, your body perception has a lot to do with where you live. Like, mm-hmm. if you go to Atlanta, what do the chicks in Atlanta have? A lot of them have some donkeys on them.
For sure. What's in the water down there, honey?
Right. But then, if you go to, like, California, LA, there's a lot of people that have cosmetic surgery, like, on their face and mm-hmm. the rest of their body. What do we have over here, though?
I don't know. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't think we have a certain body type. Where, like, how you said California versus, like, a down south. Like, maybe we could be lumped in with kind of, like, the down south, because it's definitely not a slimmer type body frame where everybody's, like, out here getting surgery to be slim. I know it's a lot of asses around here, but
I don't think they're fake. A lot of natural. That's what
We got the real natural asses around here. But
in Atlanta, or based on what I see from TV, because I ain't been to Atlanta in some years.
Yeah,
but based
on
what I see, it's a lot of fake asses. And I feel like up here, we got a lot of natural asses.
Right, so a whole ass natural ass. So yeah, maybe it's just natural asses up here. Yeah, but it just depends on what you consider as, I don't want to say beautiful, but I guess we can throw that word out there. What you see as the ideal body kind of influences your internal picture, how you look at yourself. Like for me, I'm definitely unhappy with my body at this point, but I don't know if I don't have an ideal body. I just don't want a gut, if that makes sense. So like mm-hmm. a slimmer waist, I will be happy on. Like I'm not necessarily looking for like, oh, I don't want my thighs to touch, or oh, like, I have to be, like, in a size 2. Like, I'm not looking to be that small, but, yeah, I would rather not have a roller, too. That would make me feel sexy.
I would love to be able to see my vagina when I look down.
Oh.
Because right now, all I see is toes. Oh. This stomach is just right there. So, I mean, that would be amazing.
That would
you
be
know what? After I had my daughter, I gained some weight. But I wasn't tripping too hard. Like, of course, I was just like, oh, I gained weight because of the scale. Mm-hmm. But it was in my butt. So,
like, it's lit.
Right. So I gained like 10 pounds. But then within like the first 5 years of her life, I had gained like another 20 pounds. So altogether, I gained like 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I wasn't tripping. I was just like, oh, it's in my butt. But then around the time that, like I said, when we went to Mexico, I think I had started to get up there. Mm-hmm. So I had worked really hard to get to where I was in Mexico or whatever.
Right.
But now, like I said, I was excited because of the butt thing. Now I'm at the point where I'm just like, I want everything to go. I don't need to have no butt. You can take these thighs, the stomach, you can take these. Like, I don't want none of it, because like my boobs have like quadrupled in size. I used to be a nice little C. What is that? And the C's have all the cute bras. My bras now got them thick ass. They're like, girl, let me tell you something. I'm over this. The crazy thing is, last night I had a dream that my little brother wrote in his journal that my father was concerned about my weight, and that he's concerned that I'm going to die.
Wait a minute, you had a dream about that?
No, lie, I swear to God. You can ask JT. I told him this morning, like, yeah, I had a weird dream. Like, maybe I need to go back to being vegan, or maybe I need to tighten up, because, like,
Damn, that's a scary dream, bro.
I'm fat, nigga. it's time to get over it.
I think because my weight has fluctuated so much, like, after my first kid, like, I was fat. And I wasn't fat, but I had gained weight during the pregnancy. And, like, I lost so much weight because I was breastfeeding. And, like, I lost so much weight so quick. But with breastfeeding, like, you know, I was eating more calories, you know, drinking a lot of water. But I still was able to lose weight because of the breastfeeding. But when I stopped, I should have been stopping the way I was eating, but I continued to eat as if I was breastfeeding. Honey, I gained all the weight that I lost and some. Then, you know, time went by. Maybe weight went up and down. I get pregnant again with my son. And this one, I lost some weight while I was nursing. I nursed longer with my son than I did with my daughter. And I lost weight. And once again, I'm like, okay, like, I didn't get super small like I did the first go around, but I did lose a lot of the weight. And I'm like, I just need to maintain. And maintain turning into gain. So I'm just mad because I'm like, damn it, I had two opportunities. Well, I was at a point where I was like, okay, we can just stay here and work out and, like, go from this point. And I didn't. It's, like, really hard to change those habits when you're so used to eating what you want or not being real restrictive with your diet or having to work out. It's just difficult. And I envy all of you people who have the motivation to get up at the crack of dawn every morning or work out two a day every day. Like, I envy you. I envy you people who run. My husband runs for miles and miles and actually enjoys it. I do not. I run my mouth. I don't run. So, yeah, I wish.
I make a lot of excuses, but like I said, I was telling JT this morning, like, I feel like that dream, like, you know, it's just, I'm into dreams and signs and all that good shit. So right. I'm really going to just try to get serious because not even just the dream, but, like, I know for me, my body has made just life uncomfortable in some ways. Like, I hate shopping because I don't ever find anything that I like in my size. Mm-hmm. Like, it's depressing. It really depresses me when I go out shopping. And then, like, my sex life used to be super duper popping when I was smaller because I was more confident in my body. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like, oh, them lights off, I gotta wear a big ass t-shirt.
Right, you're more self-conscious about, like, you're not about to see all this flapping around in the light, honey.
You know what I mean? So it's just like little things that, you know, I took for granted when I was skinny, when I was out here pussy popping on the handstand. And now I'm just like, oh, no. Right. It gotta be dark outside.
Turn out all the lights, babe. I don't even want the moonlight in here. Oh, right. But it's crazy that we're, you know, how we fluctuated from being smaller to bigger. And, you know, are self-conscious. But there are larger women that have the confidence. And they're like, in this bitch, like, I mean, this is me. You gonna love me. And I wish I could have, like, a piece of their damn confidence. Like, Tokyo from Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta. Yeah. Like, she's an overweight woman. It's not like she's in denial where she feels like, I'm not a heavier woman. But she's like, this is me. It is what it is. You're not gonna tell me nothing that I haven't heard before about me being overweight. And she just rocks with it. And like I said, it's not that she's, like, you know, in denial about it, but she's like, this me, you take it or leave it, I don't give a damn type thing.
Right. I love it too. I like mm-hmm. it. I don't know if she's always been overweight. I can't speak to it because I really don't know. I didn't even know she was the one that did that. That's my best friend. Yeah. Until she was on the show. So, but I just know, like I was saying, for me, because I wasn't overweight, I think maybe that's why I'm having even more of an issue. Well, I don't know. Right. I don't know if she's, because what if she's lying? You know, what if, like, low key?
Like, deep down, and this is like a facade saying, like, I'm happy, but she goes home by herself and is like, I'm not fucking happy.
And I'm not saying that she is, because I know a lot of people that are just like, so what's up, nigga? So,
like,
I mean,
like Gabby Sibidi? Precious. I don't want to call her Precious. I was trying to call her by her real name, but I think it's Sibide, whatever. But
I don't know.
The young lady that played Precious on the movie, because I'm not going to call her Precious. But she actually is super confident about her weight. And she made like some speech at one point. It was basically talking about how she was able to find confidence and inner strength despite people who, you know, go in on her, like, you know, the harsh critics on social media or even like the fashion industry, with her being a actress or actor, I guess they call them all actors now, but being an actor of not only a darker hue, but being overweight. And a lot of times she was discriminated against just based on her appearance. And so she actually gave a speech about, you know, just you got to look within yourself to kind of build that inner strength and confidence. So there are some heavier women that's just like, fuck that. Like, yeah, so what? I'm not a skinny rail or stick like you, but I'm good with where I'm at. I'm don't have that type of confidence, but I wish that I could get just a piece, just a portion of that confidence.
I want a piece of some motivation so I could just get my body together. Because like you said, I'm not trying to be, I don't have a certain body type or a certain size. I do want to be smaller, but I don't want to be like super skinny. No. I'm not even being funny when I say I want to look down and see what's going on down there. Bam. Like, I got to hold a mirror so I can be like, hey girl,
what you got going on? Yeah, how are you? Girl.
Everything looking good? Okay.
Yeah, I just want to, my perfect, like I said, the perfect body for me, and I don't even want to say perfect because I feel like there's no perfect body, but for me, I feel like the ideal body would be to slim down this whole waist region and just tone up, like tone up my arms and tone up my legs. But like the main issue that I'm having a problem with is this gut around me.
I sent you a text the other day and I was like, yeah, and I said something about, ooh, let's get it, or something about fitness, and you ignored it.
Did I?
You did not respond to it.
Subconsciously, I was like, fuck that shit. But like, no, I'm with it. Like, I feel like I remember that conversation. I think we were talking about something and then like that came up. So yeah. I didn't mean to ignore it, like shade of like, fuck that shit. But like, I really do. Like, I think it's easier when you have an accountability partner. So like, if you're doing it with somebody, like you feel like, oh, I don't want to hear her ass mouth. Like, I don't want to hear her mouth. Let me go ahead and go to the gym, or like, let me report what calories I ate today. But like, we should like kind of keep each other motivated, since we both have pretty much the same issues as far as keeping motivation going. Like, let's just work together.
And we can swap recipes and stuff.
That would be lit. But if you're doing vegan, then we're not swapping nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there's some good vegan dishes.
With the fake cheese and stuff. Like,
I don't like the substitute stuff. I don't like fake cheese. I don't like fake meat. If I'm gonna be vegan, I'ma just
do the veggies. Throttle. Okay. Yeah. Cause I was like, y'all, I don't know if I can do like the faux food, like the mm-hmm. fake cheese and stuff like that, because I'm a texture person too. So if that like I had tofu, it was like fake hot dogs and it was like tofu and it was like gross. It was so mushy. It was as a kid and it was horrible. So like, yeah, if we're gonna do that and keep each other motivated, I think I need to stick to, just like you said, the whole foods. Give me some fruits and vegetables and like we're gonna leave the morning star out of this.
That's funny.
Let's see.
So go ahead. Question. Mm-hmm. So we both have daughters.
Right.
And our daughters are growing up in this internet, social media age, where I personally feel like there's added pressure. Not that there wasn't pressure when we were growing up, but mm-hmm. we could kind of go home and that would be the end of the pressure.
Right.
So what do you think about the pressures that they may feel to not just the losing weight, gaining weight thing, but just to enhance certain things? Like when you look at Kylie Jenner, when she got the little lip injections,
right?
Or you look at, just like you said, the people that want the slim waist fat ass, so they go to Dominican Republic to get that done because it's cheaper and all the other good stuff. Like, how do you think that's going to affect them?
I honestly think that starting from even as young as my daughter now being like 6 and a half, to just reinforce that she's beautiful the way she is. Like, and I'm not even just speaking for body image. I'm talking about hair. Like, yeah, you don't have to get a weave. You don't have to do X, Y, and Z. Like, you're pretty just the way you are. Just loving yourself. And I'm going to try my best to ingrain that in there. And I tell her she's pretty and I love her and she's beautiful. Just from starting out, because sometimes you just need to hear that to even start to have like the little flame of confidence deep down. But honestly, just communication. Like, you don't have to look at this ideal of what society says is pretty or what you should look like. I don't have a specific roadmap, but just trying to reinforce to her to like just be confident in what she is. Like, you don't have to change anything. Here mommy is. Here I am. I call the man. But the good thing is like, my husband is more of an active person. So if she ever comes to a point where she is struggling with weight or she's trying to, you know, do stuff, like, I think I would lean more on my husband to try to help with a healthier option and not necessarily go the let's have surgery or let me get my butt done. Like, honey, you can do some squats. Like, you can do X, Y, and Z. So I just think talking about that, because growing up, we didn't talk about body. Or I think the most I said was like when I was younger, like I had a friend that kind of went through puberty earlier than our group of friends, and she had like boobs. And I was just like, I asked my parents, like, why are my boobs not like that? Like, why ain't had no boobs? But they was just like, you know, they gave me a little generic answer. You know, everyone develops at different rates, sweetie, and blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about it. True. Yeah. So they gave me like the little, you know, stock answer or whatever, but I never really talked about body image and stuff like that. Just that I wanted to gain weight. I thought my arms are really skinny and long and lanky, and they were just like, well, here's some insurer, you know.
Well, my daughter is at the age where she is very much into, well, she wants to be very much into social media, but she does not have an account. But she did have like Musically, mm-hmm. and she goes on YouTube, and you know, she watches her little shows or whatever. So, and like I mentioned in another episode, she wants to be famous, and she don't even know what she wants to be famous for, which is a huge problem for me.
Right.
But I feel like I'm going to encounter issues where she may want to enhance something or change something. I don't know for sure. She hasn't mentioned anything, and I tell her that I think my daughter is gorgeous,
right? She is,
you know, and we make sure everybody makes sure to instill that in her. But I know for sure, like, my kid is definitely gonna want, I mean, she wants to get like fake nails. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just know my kid is gonna go through this phase where she wants to be like, she wants to look like people online.
What's out there, yeah. Yep.
And so I am now, I don't have an issue with it. Like, before dreads, I had weaves and all that.
Right.
I don't care about that. It's just my biggest issue is loving yourself. So mm-hmm. if you're doing something and it's just adding to the love that you already have to yourself, that's one thing. Now, would I feel some kind of way if she went and chopped up her face and next thing you know, she's looking like the Dawn from Danity Kane? Because that bitch can stop telling me it's makeup, because it's not.
That's not contour, honey. You got something done, whether it's a nose or something. She looks like a whole different woman.
A whole different person. So I would feel some kind of way. Like, as her mother, like, I created you. And, you know, I feel like your facial features are the best parts of mostly me and I guess your dad. and so then you go and then you go and you like get some kind of facial reconstructive surgery or something like that. I would be like, oh, okay. So what was wrong with the Tucker nose? You didn't like that? Like,
you wasn't rocking with that?
I would just be so offended. Like, so that, on that level, I'm kind of just like, oh, I hope she doesn't, you know, want to do anything like that. And then as far as like bodies, like, we talk about stuff now, like she'll talk about Nicki Minaj, and she has mentioned that boys in her school already talk about butts, and she's like, yeah, you know, the bigger the butt, the more the guys like it. So
good grief.
I know, girl, like, what in the hell?
Ain't no girls getting no butts like at that age.
I mean, I feel like she got a little butt
for real.
For her age, yeah. Oh, I don't want her to, though. Yeah. I hate it. Anywho, but so we talk about the Cardi B's and the Cardi B and Nicki. And Nicki, girl, we're going to have to talk about that.
Yes.
But, let me stay on topic real quick.
Right.
So I tell her, I'm like, they got those for whatever, the little fake butts for whatever reason they did. But then, you know, on the current season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, is that Atlanta? No, she's
Hollywood.
LA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Michelle, she went and she got her implants removed because she was saying she didn't like what it was doing to her body. And so I'm really curious to know in 20, 30 years how all these women will be. Are they still going to have fake butts?
Right, because with K. Michelle, not only was she, like, having issues with just walking, she said, like, it was times where, it was just heavy. Like, just imagine all of that. Like, I'm not trying to be funny with the junk in the trunk, but it's like you are literally carrying around a whole-ass baby on your butt. Right. And then with her, depending on the type of injections you get, like the doctor was saying in the episode, like, it travels. This wasn't, like, a one implant, like, you know how, like, a breast implant where you can remove the implant. It was injections. So, like, this foreign substance, whatever you're putting, it moves around. Right. And it can, like, your body tries to fight off, like, you know, unfamiliar, like, you know, substances. And it's, like, causing breakdown in tissue. It can cause infection. Like, I watched the show Deadly Curves.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what channel that was. It wasn't BET. It was a VH1. It might have been BET. But I know Lala was, like, the moderator or the co-host, and they kind of was talking about, like, you know, video vixens and stuff like that. And like, not just video vixens, but, like, it was also some everyday people who kind of got body enhancements, mostly butt injections. And because of this image that was put out there that, oh, the big asses, this is what men want, so they were getting injections and all this other stuff, like, at any cost. Like, I mean, like, getting motor oil and fix a flat pumped into their behind.
Right.
And like, it was causing all type of major issues. Some people die from this. Mm-hmm. And all because they're like, yeah, it's I want a fat ass. Like, in your whole, it just could cause so much damage to your body. And I don't feel like we need to do that and go to that extreme. But when you have this bad body perception, like, it's not good enough. Sometimes even with, what is it called? Plastic surgery. I think it's some type of, you have a weird look of looking at yourself. So kind of like those funhouse mirrors, like, reality is one way, but the way you look at yourself is totally distorted. So you can go get your boobs done because you're like, my boobs are too small. Go get a boob injection. And you're like, okay, it's perfect. But then when you look in the mirror, you're still not satisfied. So you go up a size. These are good. But you know what? I could go bigger. It's like you're never satisfied.
Not just that, but you still have to work to maintain things. Like, I know on Real Housewives of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey was saying that she got breast implants and then she had to get a tune-up. So, you know, I'm like, they can still, even though you got breast implants, your titties can still eventually sag if you're not wearing a bra.
Right, because the skin is still going to lose elasticity, I guess that's what it's called. So even if you put an implant on the inside, it's still going to sag. It's going to have more weight to sag even more.
And just like when people get they get lipo and stuff, you can get fat again. It's not a permanent thing. So.
You see what happened with Shekinah? Remember when her and Tiny had that show, and she got snatched. She got the lipo and all of that. She gained all that back.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't follow her or anything.
Yeah, recently, I don't know what she looks like in the past year, but when she was in the media a couple years ago, when her T.I. was kind of going back and forth or whatever, like all that, she, for the most part, gained back. So you can get liposuction, but you can't go back to eating fried chicken and fries every day.
Which is unfortunate, because I definitely would get lipo if I could just go back to eating fried chicken.
I mean, you could, but, like, not every day, because it's going to come back.
I know. I'm just saying what I would love if it was a perfect world. Like, I just want to be able to, I love to eat out.
For
I
sure.
know that. I know that's why my daggone butt is getting big, because I am like, oh, cooked. If I cook, that means I gotta clean. Lord Jesus, who got time when I can just go grab me something real quick, eat it and throw it away.
Yeah. Like, it's like the convenience of it. And I think that's why America has some of the heavier people because of the convenience of food. Like, literally, we can go anywhere and get any type of food quickly, sit on our behinds, watch TV, and we blow the hell up. Then we have jobs, for the most of us, that we sit on our butt for 8 to 9 hours a day. So, and then throwing kids, and when are you working out? You know what I'm saying? So we eat all of these high calorie meals. Like, I literally was so ignorant and for like how many calories are in meals until
my Fitness Pal.
When I got that app, my brain was like, poof. Like, literally, it's like, okay, well, you should only eat 1600 calories a day. So it's, for me, I'm extra. So I'm just like, I'm gonna go down to 12 because like, I really want to lose weight. So like, you say 16, I say 12. Honey, you go out to eat and they're like, oh, you want this burger? Well, the burger with the fries and the sandwich is 2100 calories. So you're like, so am I supposed to eat half today and half tomorrow? Like, I'm really confused on how, if I'm only allotted 1600 calories a day in a healthy, you know.
I used to drink a caramel frappe every day, and a large has 550 calories.
Yo, I'm not even going to get on all the Starbucks and coffee and donuts and, like, snacks. And, like, you think of, like, little coffee cakes and stuff like that. Bro, like, half of your calories is gone off a snack, my G. Like, it's crazy. A bag of Doritos, what you got, like, 300-some calories. It's just stuff that we would just eat and not even think about it. And then my Fitness Pal was like, okay, go ahead and log them 400 calories for that candy bar you just ate back. Go ahead and enjoy.
Dudes are out here with some body issues as well. And I'm sick of them shaming us, though, because I see a lot of posts about us, like, when women wear makeup and how it's, you know, oh, I'm about to take bitches to the pool on our first date. When they out here with the safari hairlines and they know they need to cut it out.
They got the Beijing hairline.
You know you didn't go to the same doctor's tiger. You need to just go bald. Cut it out. Like,
are you talking about LeBron? Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, I forgot about his hairline. Yes. So I don't, you know, they have their body issues as well, but they be trying to put it on us. At least we open and vocal with it.
I actually was dealing with somebody some years ago who didn't admit it, but definitely had body issues where they felt like they were not where they wanted to be, and like would be insecure to even like not have their shirt on around me. And I'm just like, bruh. I mean, I was smaller at that point because I didn't have kids yet or anything. So, like, I was a smaller me. But it didn't bother me. And I'm just like, please trust and believe. If I had an issue with how you look, we wouldn't be together. And, like, literally, he was really insecure with his, like, I mean, during sex, like, he would feel a certain kind of way. Like, either turn out the light or we going to, I'm going to keep my shirt on, my tank top on or whatever. Like, so it didn't bother me. I just thought it was weird because I had never ran into a guy that actually had, you know, any type of insecurities. Or if they did, they kept it real tuck where, you know, it wasn't put out there that I could notice. But that was the first and only time I actually dealt with somebody where they were, like, really insecure. And I'm like, well, you know, do something about it. Like,
work out. I've dealt with someone who, not that insecure, but definitely just had issues with his body, and because it, you know, he was used to his body looking a certain way, and then it didn't anymore. So, you know, and I didn't realize that he had those issues. So it was just like, oh, my bad. Like, because I probably was out here like, oh, we chubby together. Look at us.
The crazy thing is, when I met my husband, he was overweight. But I just fell in love with him, who the person he was. And, you know, I didn't really care about his size. But, you know, when I got pregnant, he really wanted to take his health seriously because, like, I mean, he would smoke. And I was just like, yo, I told him, like, when I had my kid, like, you're going to have to stop smoking, which, I mean, cigs. He used to smoke cigs. But I was like, yo, you're going to have to cut that out. Like, I think cigarettes, like, is the pits. And, like, that is going to take time off your life. And so I just told him to stop smoking. But he really took his health super serious, lost, like, all the weight in the world. Like, he lost a whole other person. Let me tell you. Night and day, I'm telling you, his two pictures, you wouldn't even be able to tell.
The first time I met B-Dub, he was overweight. And then I didn't see him again until we went to like a day party at Ozio's. And I know you had said he was losing weight, but I was just like, oh, okay, you know. But then when I saw him, I was just like, who the hell is this? She got a new joint? Like,
he got a whole man. Who's this whole new man? Yeah, like he really took it serious. Like, I mean, this man will work out 7 days a week. And like go running and like had super like what's it like the high intensity training little sessions and stuff. Hit. Like yeah, like he really was like on his shit. Like he was super like, you know, kind of keeping his calories down. But when you work out that super intense, like he didn't have to be super anal, but he kind of kept it in check where he wasn't doing too much. And I swear it felt like he dropped that weight and he was like a totally different person in like less than a year. And here I am gaining all the weight that he's losing. So
I'm about to hit him up for some advice.
Yeah. He gives me all the tools and tells me what I need to do. It's just me doing it. He's like, literally, Dice, all you have to do is X, Y, and Z. And here I am still doing A, B, and C. So I just need to do what the heck I'm supposed to do. I need to do it. Like, this summer, I pulled out my summer clothes, and honey, them summer clothes was not fitting. What the hell?
Like, my stupid ass actually lost weight right before summer, and then summer hit, and I was like, Henny, every day, let's get it back. And all my weight is back. So now that summer is winding down, I'm hoping that I can just get it together, because I was drinking like a goddamn fool this summer.
Yeah, literally. I was drinking and eating the most wings and mumbo sauce this summer. Like, I don't know who I thought I was. I think I just gave up and was like, look, y'all just gonna have to love me with this body. Take me as I am.
And I'm blaming JT wings. Again, because me and him were getting back together. We started hanging out. We was going... 1 week we went out to eat every single day. Not one day did we
cook. The whole week.
The whole week. First of all, where is this money coming from for us to be out every
that
day?
One. That one.
I was just like, yo, I'm not going out to eat salads. I'm out here like, yes, I'll have appetizers and drinks and dinner. Thanks.
Let me get the pasta Alfredo with the cheesecake.
Jesus Christ.
Getting all of that. Like, and my ignorant butt will sit there and eat something like wings and fries watching my 600-pound life. Like, like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I'd be depressed still eating the fries. Like, yeah, I hope I never get this big, bruh. And meantime, my husband on the other side of the couch was like, trust me, you would not get to this way. Because when you get to the point where I'm just like, all right, she's doing too much. I'm like, so bae, we about to go on this walk together.
I feel like I was over your house watching my 600-pound life drinking.
Bruh, definitely. I have issues, bruh. I'm sitting up here saying that I'm unhappy with how I look, but I'm watching a show about, and if you guys don't know what my 600-pound life is, it's basically a show on TLC where people who are obese and over, they're usually around the 600 plus. Sometimes they're like a little bit less, but they're around that weight. And they go to Dr. Now. He's this weight loss doctor, and he basically tries to get people to change their lifestyle and how they eat. And then they get like gastric bypass surgery, and it kind of just follows their journey on their weight loss and stuff like that. And they usually give a lot of backstory, which is crazy because a lot of these people have had like crazy past, and they turn to food and they just start eating. So I wonder sometimes, like, if subconsciously when we go through stresses in life, like, you know, with situations with relationships or work or kids, and we just kind of turn to food for comfort.
Oh, for
you know
sure.
What I mean?
When I'm bored, I have realized this too. When I'm bored, I'll start eating because it's like, okay, ain't nothing on TV. Do I got some chips? Or like think about when you used to live in an apartment. We used to have a shitty week. What did we used to do? I come over and we would sit and drink and talk about how shitty shit was.
We would go through bottles quick.
Yes, like it's for sure. I think that food has addictive ingredients in it. I mean, for that's sure. been proven.
Yeah.
And then you add to the fact that, you know, you're just stressed out and boom, here goes some lick. You bored, bam, there go Doritos. Like, it's just so many things I feel like that's not even just obese people deal with. I think people in general are just addicted to food, and mm-hmm. food is comforting.
Yeah.
We use it for to celebrate everything, you know?
Let's go out to eat. Let's do this. Yeah.
It is a fucking problem. Yeah. I'm about to eat as soon as we finish this, girl.
Look, let me tell you something. After we finish recording this podcast, I'm going to eat.
Okay.
I just think when we get to the point where, like, even though we're saying, like, oh, like, I'm not happy with this, like, I want to change this, we will definitely get motivated when we are done. When we are just like, ugh, Dice, you're disgusting. Like, I'm looking at you coming out the shower and you're filthy. Like, your body sucks. We'll put our foot down. Like, I don't want to get it to a point where I'm just like, I can't fit any of my clothes, so now's the point where I need to work out. But I think if, one, we accept that we need help, because I know I can't do it by myself, so whether it's that's you or my husband to kind of motivate me to be like, all right, bitch, what you eat today? Or like, you know damn well you need to not be eating those Doritos with your daughter. Go ahead and put them down. Like, just stuff like that. And I know for me, the liquor is a lot of my calories, because mm-hmm. you think of, it's not like I'm sitting up here drinking like a vodka and a club soda. Like, literally I'm drinking like Hennessy and Coke, and I'm not talking about Diet Coke. So
Coke
not only,
Zero.
As my husband is drinking his Coke Zero, I'm like, I want the real thing. Like, give me the real Coke. And all them pounds are like, oh, okay, you want the real thing? It's going to be right here in your gut too. So I just need to make better decisions and not try to get so overwhelmed with it, and take it day by day. Just be like, okay, today. Well, I'm not starting today because, yeah, we'll be drinking later. But let's start on Monday. But just getting the motivation to just change and try not to put too much pressure on myself. Like, I am lit with a gut or without a gut. I just want to enhance my litness. That's it. Like, this isn't Basically. Something that, yeah, this isn't something that I'm doing because, like, I have low self-confidence, or I just want to feel more comfortable, like you said, in clothes. I want to be able to go shopping. Like, I see cute tops, even, like, I'm thinking, like, oh, okay. So in my mind, I feel like I'm smaller than what I am. So I'll see a top, I'm like, oh, that's cute. It'll look cute on me. And I try it on, and it's like, No. It's a little bit tight around there, and it's not how this shirt was intended to look on a body. So I think it's more so of not trying to fit into what society or a culture says for
it's
me.
Just being comfortable with yourself.
I want to be more comfortable with my skin. And like you said earlier, I think when that's the motivation, then it's fine to kind of not alter yourself, but kind of work on different parts that you're unhappy with. But when you're trying to do stuff just to fit in, or I want to look like how people say I should look, that's when maybe you should kind of take a step back, reevaluate, talk to somebody, whether it's friends, counselor, something, and kind of figure out where is this coming from.
Right. Let me tell y'all something. If I lose weight, it's over for you bitches. I'm showing out. Okay, it's going to be winter, and I'm going to have on crop tops.
Oh, Jesus.
I cannot, like...
Whole pneumonia in your stomach.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, I'm going to be able to see my stomach, my belly button, and everything else below. So it's going to be fine. I'll be in the hospital, like, but I'm skinny, though.
But I'm still looking good in this hospital gown. How you doing? Yeah, I just... Look, if I get this gut down this winter... It comes spring, honey, look. honey.
That's why we need to start now. Well,
yeah, that's today. What I'm saying. No, it's not going to be today. I'm still drinking water and recovering.
I've already started it. And I was going to say, I meant to tell you this outside of the podcast. But listen, You know, liquor, my dumbass didn't know this. I've been a military spouse this whole time. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the liquor... at the exchange is for the low. I got a big ass bottle of Tennessee honey yesterday for like $20. I'm gonna have to show you the size.
Oh,
yeah.
So basically, the move is going to be to pass you the cash so you can get the stash.
Yes, even though we just sat here and talked about how we were trying to do better with our bodies. But yes, girl, that's the move.
Right. But let me just put this disclaimer out there, because I know some of our listeners are going to try to hit us up to keep us accountable. Don't do that shit. Don't. if you see me posting a picture and being like, oh, lunch today, and it was like at a Mexican restaurant with extra cheese, don't come on my page. I'm like, but I thought you said on the podcast you was. Don't do that, because I'm gonna fry you. Do not.
No. The reason why is because our friends wouldn't even be doing it to be accountability.
They're jerks.
They're just assholes. So yeah, fuck out of here.
You had a whole episode talking about body perception, and here you are. Here you are at Chipotle asking for a salad dressing on the side. What you doing? So don't come hitting me up, because I'm gonna fry you, and then I'm gonna delete your comment. So
we got assholes for friends.
We do. And listeners, don't be joining in. Don't join in with our friends and We not gonna have the chatty patty hive, and y'all not about to be coming at us, okay? We are a work in progress.
So, quick detour, just because I thought this was so juicy. Mm-hmm. So Nicki and Cardi are just fighting in front of the white people.
Let's rephrase that. Nicki ain't fighting nothing. Cardi is trying to fight in front of the white people. But yes, like, I swear. So I was up late, and I seen Cardi's post where she was making that rant, being like, right. Oh, you know, so I was super tired, and like literally this was like one something in the morning, so I read the post. I was like, oh, she going in on somebody. I was like, I'll just read it in the morning. Like, I hadn't even seen videos, I didn't know about the fight. I just, on my timeline, I seen Cardi's post, so I was just like, oh, she going in on somebody, I'm sure I'll catch all the tea in the morning. Honey, woke up to videos and stories and everything. Jeez Louise, they are at this whole ass fashion week bazaar.
You are in a whole ass gown.
A whole ass gown. At one point, Cardi's whole ass was out of her gown. Her stylist up here trying to cover.
I was like, what are we doing? Like, no, honey.
But let's talk about how, where I'm not down. Like, she definitely could have called her somewhere else. But like, let's talk about that. I hate. And this is so off topic. So, like, if you're done hearing about the body perception, you know what I'm saying? We're detouring right now. I hate this person. I'm not even going to say chick, because it's some men out here that do it too. That talk cash trash. Like, I mean, and especially in this day and age on social media, where you got the most trolls out here being keyboard thugs going in. And then when somebody run up on you, finally, you're sitting up here looking stupid like, what? Like, literally in one of the videos, Cardi was like, come over here. And Nicki was like, nah, I'm standing right here. And as standing right here, she's behind three security guards. But the crazy thing is, that lump didn't even come from Nicki. It came from Raleigh.
Yeah.
Like, which is crazy. Like, I mean, well, she should be used to it, because she definitely did come off of Love and Hip Hop. So you going for one chick and you don't even see the other chick coming around the corner coming for you. So that's how she got lumped up. But it's just like crazy that Nicki does the most subliminals. And like, this is not I'm bashing Nicki and I'm going for Cardi. I love both of them. I really do. But you can't sit up here and talk trash and then like not expect somebody to retaliate or say something back to you. And she do be doing, which I need to catch the whole Queen Radio, because I heard she talks the most shit on her show
about everybody.
Everybody. But I haven't caught it, but I need to listen to it. But like, you can't expect to just go in on people and do the subliminal stuff. Like, you know, where the trolls are saying like stuff about whoever, and then you go and like it. Like, yeah. We know what that means. Or you retweet somebody. Like, it ain't your words, but the fact that you're liking it and retweeting it, we're not dumb. We know what that means. So when someone sits up here and roll up on you, you just like, no, I'm straight on that.
Like, I love me some Cardi. Mm-hmm. However, I just feel like both of y'all are celebrities. Y'all can find out where each other be at without that shit.
You messing up coins at this point, especially for Cardi, because she's really getting them big checks. Like, bigger name companies are starting to stand behind her. And here you are brushing elbows with them folks, and you out here brawling with your ass out in a gown. Like, fresh off maternity leave. Like,
I had just saw her in a picture with Anna Wintour the, like, day before. Yes. And now you got your whole ass out trying to fight Nicki, throwing your shoe across the room. Like, oh, come on, goodness. Back. We gotta do better.
Like, I get where you come from, and I get your background, and you cannot change your person. But, honey, this is, think of it as work. You're going to have to put on a work face regardless of who's there. Like, I get it. Like, the bitch is irky. But catch her somewhere else, not in the game.
About your kid, and you saw them at work. Would you be able to keep it professional?
I would just catch them in a parking lot. I'm not doing it at work.
That was my whole thing. Like, because that's what people are trying to say. I mean, if you was at work and somebody's talking about your kid, I was just like, if they're at work, then that means I'm going to be able to find them somewhere that's not at work in front of
my boss. You have to leave the building. Coworkers. You're not living here. So, like, I will catch you. And especially with being a celebrity, she could easily catch her. Like, you don't have to do it in the game. Like, it's just the aesthetics of it all. Like, it just looked bad. Like, two black women out here, or three, with Raleigh in it. Three black women in gowns brawling, like, ass out, throwing shoes, cussing. And a white people just like, Lord Jesus, what are we doing here?
Right.
Like, it just looked bad.
Why do they have to do this here?
I'm happy it happened, because she needs to be checked, but not there. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I woke up to all that like, yo, shut up. Like, what? Ooh,
is Nikki going to do Queen Radio this week?
Yeah, so, that's what I'm saying. I need to listen.
I'm about to listen to that one.
Look, I want, because you know she's going to go in about it. But I need to catch up with the other ones, because, like, apparently, like, this has been going on. Like, the shit talking on her show.
Somebody was like, she be talking about everybody baby, Stormy, Culture. I'm like, not the babies.
I saw something. I was reading something online, and they was like, maybe all of this is coming from a place of insecurity on Nikki's part, because she at one point was the female rapper in the spotlight at the time for a long time. Like, there literally was no competition of recent relevant female rappers at the time when she came out, and it was just her. She was featured on everybody was getting her to do everything. Her songs was like out there, and like she was at the top of the charts, all of the charts. So now that more competition is coming and you're kind of having to share the limelight, that's making you insecure. Then like now these other people are starting to be on the top of the charts, or you know, you're having to share titles, that's making you insecure. Then you got all these women out here who are keeping men and having families and children. That might be making you insecure. Because, like, why are you up here coming for children?
I don't know, but I know in the 90s, we had more than one female rapper. So I don't see why we can't have more than one now.
Exactly.
I think she solidifies.
Nobody can take anything from her.
Nothing. So it's like, I just don't get why everybody can't just do their own thing. And people are going to pit people against each other. That happens even with dudes.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to like who they want to like, dislike who they want to dislike. At the end of the day, that MonsterVerse is always going to be
litty.
Always.
Okay? Always. Nobody can take that from her.
Cardi ain't did no song with Beyonce, bitch. Okay? You need to calm it down. Exactly. Everybody just needs to eat.
Get you did a whole money. Ass music video, songs, yes. All of that.
Yes.
Came out in what they was in France, Paris.
Really?
Yeah, when she came out.
Oh, at the concert. Yep, out. I do remember that.
Was just like, girl, your accomplishments are lit. Not saying that she doesn't have any more accomplishments to come, but like, she's acting like an insecure kid at this point. Like, with the tweeting back and going in and addressing certain stuff, I feel like she's at a point where she don't have to speak on everything. Like, just. Do you see Beyonce out here addressing these joints? No, you don't. Why? So,
I just hope they get it together. But thanks for the entertainment, ladies.
I definitely appreciate you. Yes, those videos brought me so many good nourishments and thirst.
That tea. We don't like in our lives.
I was just about to say. I love to chat about some mess as long as that mess ain't in my life. Because look, that would have been a whole nother podcast, girl. I was out in the streets, had to throw my shoe at this bitch.
Then
her friend came around and stole me.
Oh no.
I got a whole lump on my head, girl. Like, no, I don't want that to be in my life. But if it's in somebody else's, it's definitely entertaining to watch. And that's the whole gift and the curse about social media and like all of that. It's like, oh, I don't want to see this, but oh, it's so entertaining to watch.
Juicy, yummy. Thank you. Okay.
That's all I have. Yeah. So, something good and something bad, my love.
Something good. What happened this? Oh, I gotta think. What happened this week?
This week was a blur. So it was a short week for work for me because of the holiday, but it still was uber crazy. Like, literally, I've been working on a really big project at work. So the past 2 weeks have been bananas. So the bad for me was that it was another busy, stressful week at work. Like, it was super crazy. But the good is that my project is over. I literally finished it on Friday. So when I go into work this upcoming week, it will be without so much on my shoulders and so much on my plate. So that was the good and the bad. And I know, I'm sure y'all are tired of hearing about me every week about my good and bad having to do my damn job. But you are going to deal, because I'm an everyday person that has a regular job that gets on her damn nerves. So yes, that is my good and bad. And hopefully after this podcast, you won't have to hear it no more, because my project is over.
Well, amen to that. So this week, I don't feel like I had a bad week. It was just a regular week. Mm-hmm. So for me, the thing I want to release this week, because, you know, I'll be doing my little self-reflecting and stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to hold myself, like, you know, how I basically just blame JT this whole podcast for my poor decisions. I need to stop doing that, because I do have a tendency to do that. Or it's like, I'll take some blame, but I'll like put it on somebody else and I'll be like, we'll share this blame together.
Right.
So I need to release that. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Maybe, you know, Pinterest be having a plug. They probably got some good tips.
Pinterest is lit.
So, yes. So that's what I want to, that's the bad that I'm releasing. I just want to be more accountable for me. And then as far as good, this week was a good week for the Chatty Patties.
Yes, indeed.
We had a lot more traffic on our Instagram page. We had some people reach out to us and, you know, hey, like someone made a comment on one of our posts and, hey, I can't find y'all on SoundCloud. So I was able to link her our SoundCloud link. We got some new things going on. Someone wants to do a spotlight interview with us. So that's really, really exciting to me.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that last week when I had went to Busch Gardens, I was actually talking about the podcast. Mm-hmm. Someone overheard it and was like, oh, I love podcasts, girl. Where can I listen? So she went to her Apple podcast and I was like, oh, we're not on there yet. We're still pending approval. But mm-hmm. I gave her the name. She's like, I'm going to listen to this on my ride back home. I was like, that's good. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So I just want to point out that we are now on Apple. Okay.
Oh,
so that is the good that I got going on this week. So yes. Y'all go ahead and check us out on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube,
Google Podcasts, all of that. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because that's the way we're going to grow. Like, we're just really trying to get us out there and join in on the conversation with us. Like, why not?
Yeah, you can visit us at our website, www.thechattypatties.com.
Yep.
You can follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, and we now have a Facebook page, but ain't nobody doing Facebook because we're not old. But at the Chatty Patties. What else, girl?
Just hit us up. Like, if we're on YouTube, subscribe. If you go through our Twitter or Instagram, go ahead and follow us. A lot of times we post like our up-to-date stuff, like when the episodes are released, which should be every Thursday. But, you know, on Twitter, like, we're live tweeting certain shows. If you caught like us during the Bobby Brown joint. Yep. So just go ahead and interact with us, follow us, let us know what you think, how we're doing, and we appreciate good feedback, bad feedback, because at the end of the day, it's just going to help us as a whole and bring you guys some good content. You did?
So thank you, boo.
All righty. Thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.